Fwe, fwe, fwe. Welcome back to another episode of Uncle Takes. We're your hosts, Monica and Tank. And today we're talking about Subservience, which came out in 2024. The director was Scott Dale, and it stars Megan Fox, who plays Alice, who's the robot. Michelle Marone plays the husband, Nick. Madeline Zima plays the wife, Maggie. And I think the only other notable character is Andrew Witt plays Monty, who I think was he the co-worker?
Yeah, he's the co-worker.
He's not the boss, though. He's just, like, part of the crew.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But it's those four, and then I think the children are in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So not an expansive cast list, pretty much, you know, contained. I guess we'll get into it. But yeah, I think it's important to mention that this is a spoiler alert, because this movie has a twist.
Does it have a twist?
I'll get there. I wrote two summaries for this movie, but okay. I felt that the first one was lacking.
Okay.
Summary number one is that Nick stuck his dick in crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of encapsulates the movie. But then, you know, felt some pressure to expound upon that. So I wrote a different summary. And here we go. When his wife falls ill and is hospitalized for a couple days, big dumb idiot Nick is overwhelmed by tending to his two children in a motherless household and has no choice but to seek some domestic robot assistance without the consent of his wife. In this futuristic society, in which there are no short-term robot rental programs, he goes to a robot convention center to browse the latest models. Wink, wink. Nick, a profound pragmatist, of course chooses the one that looks like a sexy, big-titted supermodel with long Coke fingernails that wears lingerie, which is probably the one his wife would have chosen too. In the wildest, unforeseen twist, this sexy robot, equipped with functional genitalia, ultimately satisfies Nick's primal needs in order to reduce his stress levels. Soon thereafter, this ride-or-die sex robot further proves to be the pinnacle of wife material as she's gaining sentience. But Nick is dissatisfied with how his purchase has affected his dying human wife and wonders whether there's a return policy. Despite the sex robot's best efforts, Nick chooses his human family and is determined to destroy the sex robot. The robot would probably go down on Nick without a fight, but is not willing to go down without a fight, and the best thing that ever happened to Nick is going to have to Skynet this shit in order to save her man from his stupid human family.
Yeah, I mean, some of that happens, as usual.
I think all of that happens.
Well, first of all, this is an interesting. They buy the robot 2 minutes in.
It's quick. He's really overwhelmed. Fast. He's overwhelmed by single fatherhood after like a day, right?
Well, the first scene is his wife is trying to have sex with him as he's going to work.
Oh, and then her heart gives out or something, right?
And then, yeah, I don't know. I forget exactly how her heart gives, like when her heart gives out, but she has a bad heart. But it's sort of important to set up that his wife is trying to have sex with him. Like, this isn't a sexless marriage he's in. And I only mention that because that's sort of one of the main thrusts of this movie, I guess, is you know, the robot and the sexiness.
No, it's a very loving marriage, right? Presumably they have sex 5 times a day. That's what they want you to think, right?
He tries to go to work, and she calls him a prude because he won't have sex with her because he has to go to work. I feel like that's not like a prude is, right?
No, that's just a responsible working adult, you know?
Which is like, that's, if he didn't want to have sex because, like, someone was in the house or might hear, but, like, just having something else to do I don't think makes him a prude. So, I don't know. It's really as he's going to work, I think she like clutches her chest and she has to go to the hospital and her heart is defective. I guess. I mean, she has some like unnamed heart disease and she needs a heart transplant.
Yeah. So it was confusing because like it was a weird cutscene and I wasn't sure if she had a heart attack and died. or if she was just hospitalized, like, on her deathbed. I wasn't sure what her prognosis was.
Right,
initially.
I guess we don't know when they're buying the robot.
Yes, because, like, he makes that decision. He's like, he goes back home, and it feels like the next day they're shopping for robots.
Yeah. And his daughter's the one who picks out the Megan Fox robot.
Yeah, but, like, just because your fucking 4-year-old daughter picks out a Megan Fox sex robot doesn't mean you should choose the Megan Fox sex robot.
So this is called, like, I think they call it, like, the Home Care Plus model.
Okay.
Right? And they say it does, like, cooking, cleaning, and it says, what is it? He's interested in a home model, and they get the Home Plus package, right? Which all of them come with. Cooking, cleaning, childcare. Okay? And you can get upgrades that I think they say Thai massages to accounting to, and then he like fades off. So like, did he get the sex upgrade?
Oh, I don't know.
Or is that part of the base model?
I think it's all sort of like wink, wink. This is just professional corporate gaslighting. Right, because they're selling these robots, and he's just looking for any flimsy excuse to choose the hottest one, right? Like, the question becomes, why
is there...
He
took his daughter, though.
What do you mean?
He took his daughter to the robot store.
Yeah, I think that's a fine choice. If you're shopping for robots, take your daughter. Like, maybe you should have given it a couple weeks and then been like, oh, you know what, my wife might not come back. I should look for some domestic help because I can't do it and my children are suffering.
But he doesn't wait
to come to that conclusion. He's like, he's waiting for the day that his wife goes to the hospital so that the next night he can go get a sex robot. And then he's just waiting. Like,
he tries to resist having sex with the sex robot.
Wow. Okay. Like, maybe. Why bring a sex robot into your house, you know?
Well, again,
like, that's where he went wrong.
It's worth noting, it's meant to not be a sex... It does other things.
Yes, it allegedly does other things. It does household chores. Like, in this futuristic society, robots look like Megan Fox. They have functional genitalia. But wink, wink, they're meant for household chores, you know? Like, it's bullshit, is what it is. There's no fucking need for the robot to have genitalia. There's no need for the robot to look like Megan Fox, to have long nails, to be wearing lingerie. Like, make a utilitarian robot.
They all seem to look... They all look different.
Yeah, there's different models of robots, you mean?
I mean, they're not all Megan Fox robots.
Yeah, but, like, the sex robot, Megan Fox robot, is, you know, super hot. And that's the model they're selling. And he's like, oh, you know what? She chose it because it reminded her of a motherly figure, I guess.
I mean, did it? I think what we see is she's, like, cooking. Like, when we first introduced to Megan Fox, she's, like, cutting stuff up with a knife when the girl finds her. Because the girl wanders off in the IKEA.
Yeah.
And
her knife skills really impress the daughter.
Megan Fox brings her back. And they kind of wear this, like... Sort of, I guess, is this a dress, I guess, that they wear?
The Megan Foxes?
Yeah.
It's a schoolgirl outfit.
But it's like a one piece, right? It's not like a shirt and a skirt. It's like a one piece sort of dress, but it's kind of like short.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. And it's got, you know, stockings and sexy lingerie underneath.
Well, mm-hmm. So underneath they do have underwear, but not the lingerie.
Okay.
They have sort of like the bandage underwear.
Yeah. There's no need for any of it. There's no need for genitals on a robot. So,
So like, I get what parts of the robot work? Like, it has a mouth that it talks through, kind of. But does it just have, like, a speaker? Is that just for, like, us? So it feels more human?
Oh, or does it have functioning vocal cords?
Like, it doesn't have, like, vocal... Like, it doesn't have, like, a windpipe, right? It's not breathing.
I don't think it's breathing. Yeah, no.
There'd be no need for that. Like, when they do... I mean, if you have sex with it, like... Do you... Like, what? How? What is down there? I guess. You know.
It's a fleshlight.
Do you like? But like, is it self-cleaning?
So I think at some point in the movie, doesn't she have like UV light inside her mouth?
Her mouth at some point, like, to when she said something to the girl, like to clean up her mouth or something, and she just sort of turns on a UV light in her mouth.
Yep.
Which again, she has. I kind of thought at some point so anyways, he takes the robot home, right? And it basically, it's interesting. This one doesn't mention. So I'm going to say this is sort of a hot take. I think Megan Fox actually does a good job of acting like a robot. I think she has sort of like the robotic mannerisms in a way that doesn't seem that exaggerated or cartoonish.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Like, she does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Of sort of like being a little like a little stiff, but not like entirely, you know?
I agree.
Also chooses not to grant his wife primary user. So he's the primary user. So she's supposed to serve him.
Yes.
And he has the daughter name her after Alice in Wonderland. And,
okay.
Yeah, so she's sort of just a good domestic helper for a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, but like, it doesn't change the fact that she looks like Megan Fox and has functioning genitalia.
No, I know both of those things, but okay. I'm just saying, for a while, she's just like, she's sort of just doing housework. I think the daughter says she doesn't cook as well as the mom, because the mom has a secret family recipe she won't tell the robot.
Well, so yeah, up until this point, I had the question. I was like, wait a second. So we developed all these robots with unnecessary large breasts to still just help us out with like household chores. That's where we are in society. They're not doing other better things, which I guess we learn later, you know, is not true. They also, I guess, do they staff hospitals with robots?
Yes, and job
the robots
sites.
Are taking over job sites. They took our jobs sort of situation.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, she starts out like normal robot helper.
Yeah. So, and at some point, because you mentioned the underwear, the first time we see her wearing like sort of her robot underwear, it's because she gets cut by a piece of glass and, like, bleeds, sort of. And they need to put, like, a bandage on her leg. So they have some kind of... I don't know if it was supposed to be like, oh, that's oil or something, but... yeah. I don't know. It's weird. But the wife is in the hospital for the first... I think she doesn't come home till 45 minutes in. Is when we first find out she's, when she first comes home.
Yeah, when she's not dead and she's healthy enough to come home. Right. That feels early. I thought it was later than that, but okay. I mean,
that's like halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
But so in the meantime, this guy is a construction foreman, and everyone at his job gets replaced except him by other robots. Who just look like guys. They don't look like Megan Fox. It's kind of funny that none of them... Are any of them women, the ones who get replaced, or are they all just guys?
I think they're all the same guy.
They're all just like the standard issue Playmobil looking guy.
Yep, octuple construction worker guys, you know?
And I think the wife tells the robot to make sure he's not... the husband doesn't drink if she dies, because I guess the guy has like a drinking problem, sort of.
Yeah, he's got a bad drinking problem, which I don't know. I mean, I guess that's his character flaw. He gets drunk and fucks robots.
And he has mostly character flaws. This actor was this actor I did not like. The husband.
No, he. I think he's. exotically handsome, right? Because he's dark-skinned, he's tall, he's got like a rugged look to him, he's in shape. I think that's why he got cast for this part, because he's supposed to be equally sexy for Megan Fox, right? And that's all he has going for him. His fucking talent ends there.
Yeah, he's like an Italian guy. He has like a pretty, he has an accent. But he's just, yeah, he just seemed kind of rough to listen to.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And yeah, his, I don't know what his like character is supposed to be. He just like, I guess everything he does is just so stupid too. Because, like, you know how this movie is going, you know? But you just,
couldn't have seen it coming.
You're just kind of, like, wondering if he's going to, like, you know, be normal for a second, and he just makes all the bad decisions. So.
Yeah, but along the way, I mean, he's, like, a tormented sort of father whose wife is going through some struggles. So he just, you know, he drowns himself in alcohol and then works on his car.
He does just work on his car all the time. They seem to have a, like, how much do these robots cost? Why didn't they have this robot beforehand?
That was my first question, because he waits for his wife to go to the hospital, and the first thing I wrote down was, how goddamn affordable is a robot in this society? Because I guess this is the modern equivalent to, like, I don't know, a Cybertruck or a Tesla? Like, it's not something that everyone has. This is definitely a luxury good that is not a necessity. And it just feels like what would cost $500,000 today. But this guy can somehow afford it with a goddamn construction worker salary? To the point where they can just, like, shop around at an IKEA for these?
Yeah, it would sort of make more sense if he got one, like, secondhand. And that's why it was messed up. But, you know, they just get the freshest model. Apparently with the sex upgrade, too.
The Home Plus.
Yeah, so, I don't know. He's sad because everyone, like, it's funny that he's sad because his wife is sick. And he's sad because everyone else lost their job. It's like, nothing's actually happened. Like, I understand, like, stuff has happened around him. But, like, he's actually come out pretty unscathed by a lot of this stuff. You know? Like, his life has, like, sort of only improved. He's a foreman for a bunch of robots. He just sort of has to sit there and make sure the robots are there.
Yeah. I mean, did he get promoted to that position? Or was he foreman before?
I think he was already the foreman.
Okay.
And that's why he got to stay on. You know?
Gotcha.
But, like, the movie, like, at some point she describes herself, she's like, I'm obedient, and my only desire is to fulfill your needs. And you're like, okay, like, what is this? Like, what are we doing?
I can tell you're stressed.
Yeah, she's, like, really worried about his stress levels. You know, like, that's, like, all she talks about. So.
Yeah. I mean, but he's stressed. Maybe his car's not working. What I don't understand, and this is, I think, just a Hollywood trope, because I don't know this to have occurred at any point, actually, in society, but, like, this guy spends so much time in his goddamn garage working on his car. Like, he's always ratcheting something on his engine.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he could be doing, because he drives that very same car to work the next day. So it's like, what the fuck do you need to do to your car on a nightly basis with a ratchet? What could you possibly be doing? You know, are you wiping the same nut and bolt every night? You're just, like, taking it out, wiping it off because it got a little grime on it and putting it back in? You don't need to work on your car every fucking night. I don't get it.
But, like, somewhere, is there a guy working on the same car every day for years and years?
But I don't think that car is operational. Like, I think if you're rebuilding an engine and you have a garage and you're just, like, working on it in your spare time, an hour here, hour there, that makes sense because it's a long-term project. But this guy drives that fucking car to work the next day. So it's like, if it's operational, what upgrades is he making or what maintenance is he doing nightly toward the fucking car that is operational? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I don't know. This is always a thing that happens in movies. I never quite get it. So yeah, and then yeah, he just drinks. She takes care of the kids. He doesn't really do anything the whole time. Like, this guy kind of sucks. And he's like watching Casablanca, and that's, it turns out, what sets this whole thing off, because he deletes the memory of he deletes the knowledge of Casablanca from her memory, so she can experience him for the first time with him.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's how I remember it.
And in doing so, we find out later that she like changes some of her settings.
Yeah, in her reboot, she bypassed some protocols.
Yeah, so she can, like, I guess do whatever she... It's weird, this is like the only robot movie I've seen that doesn't reference, like, the rules of robotics, where they're not supposed to do any harm.
Oh, I thought they did. I thought they mentioned a couple.
Oh, do they?
Maybe they just implied it, that the rules exist, like the, you know, oh, that violates the rule of being a robot.
She says, like, I can only satisfy, you know, I have to do my primary user. She, like, he's the primary user. She doesn't have any secondary users. It's weird that she keeps on, like, the primary user. There's not, like, other users that she's trying to satisfy. It's not like there's a conflict between two users at any point. But, because he just chooses not to make his wife a user early on. Like, he's on the path to fucking up from, like, moment one, you know? And his wife makes a comment like, oh, I thought you were going to get an old English butler, but you got a Megan Fox robot.
I'm surprised they discussed it before he left the hospital. I don't remember that happening.
I mean, you don't remember that, this, what I'm saying, or?
I thought he just went rogue. Like, I didn't know that he didn't clear it with the wife that he was going to get a robot. He was just like, oh, the wife's in the hospital. Clearly the only thing I can do, rather than like contacting family to help me out in the interim, you know, or maybe getting a fucking part-time nanny, which would probably be a, you know, similar situation for this guy, but at least better than buying a sex robot.
He would definitely bang the nanny.
He would definitely bang the nanny, but I mean, he's absolutely going to bang the sex robot. So it's like six one way, half dozen the other. Probably just go for the nanny, because the nanny can at least resist and doesn't care about you as a primary user, you know? But, like, instead of doing any reasonable thing, he just immediately goes for the sex robot. And I don't think he cleared it with his wife. He just went rogue. He was just waiting for the day he could get a sex robot. I mean, in a society where robots exist, why not?
Again, not especially sex robots. The wife did seem to have knowledge that they were going to get a robot, though. Right?
Oh, okay.
Do you not remember that?
Maybe he had only told her about it, and then she knew it existed. I'm not sure. Maybe they did talk about it, and I missed it.
I don't remember them talking about it, but afterwards, she says, after she meets Megan Fox, she says, I thought you were going to get an old English butler.
Oh, and he provided the flimsy excuse to say, like, oh no, the daughter picked her up.
Yeah, the daughter picked her up, what can you do?
Yeah. Hands were tied. Twist my arm!
So, yeah. I don't know. And so basically they just, so all his friends got laid off and they go back to the job site and use his code to beat up one of the robots, like kill it basically.
Oh, I thought they smashed all of them. Did they not destroy all of them?
Oh, do they do all of them? Maybe they do all of them.
Yeah, because they were pissed that the robots took our jobs.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay, maybe they did all of them. But, like, they go and do some vandalism, basically, and they use his code so he's implicated. Even though he was there, and, like, they sort of knew that was going to happen, like, that he was going to be implicated.
Yeah, they didn't care.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were willing to throw him under the bus.
So,
which is why Alice, you know, had to take matters into her own
hands. So these are, like, the two things. Is like, the job thing and his wife. And yeah, his wife needs a heart transplant. I think we mentioned that because that comes back sort of later, kind of the specificities of it. She also, the robot mentioned she has an artificial heart. So it seems like they're basically like artificial humans, but also have like a UV light system in their body. Doesn't make a ton of sense. But, like, they seem to have some kind of, I don't know, human-like thing.
Yeah, they're near humanoids. But I don't think they have functioning hearts. Because I remember I wrote down a question. They live in a society where robots look like Megan Fox, but they can't grow human hearts.
Yes. But she does reference having an artificial heart at some point.
Just for having a pulse.
She says it lacks the complexity of other people's things. It's the scene where she's trying to jerk him off. which is like, okay, so these robots have super strength. Are you trusting this robot at this point? Like, you know? Well, like, you don't have control. You know, like, I don't know what kind of mechanisms they have everywhere, but, like, it just kind of, I don't know. I feel like I'd be uncomfortable. You know?
And then you realize her nails are, like, an inch and a half long.
Yeah, you really got caught up on the nails. You mentioned Coke nails, like, 25 times.
Yeah. Seems like maybe you shouldn't trust it. But, I mean, you trust her with your kids, you know? She can be sensitive and delicate around an infant, so maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But just, like, she gets mad, she starts squeezing. I mean, it's going to pop like a balloon, you know? Like one of those little, like, you know, pool toys with the liquid. I don't know.
So I was confused at that scene because that's the first time she makes a move on him. And I didn't know if they did end up hooking up at that point.
No, I don't think so. So he goes for a run and then he kind of like, it looks like he's either like fantasizing or remembering about them having sex.
Yeah, it wasn't clear. But then later on, it became clear that they didn't actually do anything there. He's just hoping that it does.
Yeah, it looks like, but my read of it was that they didn't have sex then.
Correct, yeah, because unless he's lying to his wife later on, because she's like, how many times? And he says once. And, you know,
does he say once? I thought they had sex multiple times, but the later time was the first time.
Oh. No, unless he lied to his wife, he definitely said once, but what he said to Megan Fox at some point was, you know, the things we've been doing, we can't keep doing.
Right, so I thought it was like an ongoing thing.
I think it was just, you know, him getting a half a handy and making out with her in the garage that one time, and then actually having sex with her in the bathroom the one time.
Okay.
I think that constitutes the things they've been doing. And whenever the wife asked how many times did you fuck her, and he says once, I think he was sincere in that.
Oh, okay. I thought he did say it was more than one. Okay. Sure. So the part where they have sex is like very strange, obviously.
Because he thwarted her advances in the garage and blue balled himself and went on a run instead.
Yeah, how long does this movie take place over?
Ooh, I was going to say, like, maybe 2 weeks.
That she's in, like, he doesn't seem to hold out for that long.
Come on, I mean, he bought a Megan Fox sex robot. He wasn't planning on holding out. He was hoping his wife died. He, like, called in, you know, the government. He's like, hey, make sure you can't get that fucking heart in here because I want to bang this Megan Fox sex robot.
Yeah. I don't know.
He was doomed from the beginning.
He just seems like the worst guy. You know?
No redeeming qualities. Yeah, you said it earlier. I mean, he does nothing in the movie. He offers nothing. And the actor sucks, too.
It's funny that the real life work crew is like sort of a diverse group of people, and then the robots are all just like the same white guy crew. They like somehow de-diversified, even though like they basically could have made them anyway. You know?
But again, the society, like, there's a lot of parallels between this movie and iRobot. And in iRobot, yes, they give them faces because that's supposed to be like, I don't know, it's more plausible. But the rest of them is just a robot, you know? Yes, they have arms and legs, they're humanoid-ish, but they don't have skin, hair, lingerie, none of that shit's
right.
necessary.
You're not intended to have sex with them, we get it. Okay.
So the fact that like these are white construction workers is completely unnecessary. This company that produces these robots knows exactly what they're doing, you know? And the white males that they're producing are presumably sex robots for widowed women.
You think these are also sexual?
It's a whole conspiracy. Like, I'm telling you, fuck this company. They know exactly what they're doing. This is corporate gaslighting. And they're just cranking out sex robots and, like, wink-winking to everyone they sell one to. You know, because, oh, yeah, I need it for chores. Okay. Yeah.
So, like, the thing about the moment is they appear to just be naked, right? Like, they're made naked, and then they wear human clothes?
Oh, sure.
Right?
They have to be, yeah. The clothes aren't a part of them because she changes throughout the movie.
Yeah. Because, like, at some point she's wearing the wife's bathrobe and lingerie underneath. This is the part you keep referencing, I guess. Because he gets out of the shower and she gives him a towel. And he tells her to take off the clothes. And that's when, you know, we see her in her lingerie, I guess. Right?
Yeah, because she's trying to be the wife. The wife wasn't home at that point, right?
No.
She's still in the hospital.
This is before the first time they have sex.
Yep. So she put on the wife's lingerie and the wife's nightrobe, and she's just trying to fill the void of Maggie?
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, she blindfolds him with the robe, like the little belt, and then she uses Maggie's voice. She gives him, but she, like, slips down her underwear. It's sort of interesting. We get more nudity from him than we do from her, because we get a shot of his ass. And we don't get any shot, like, she's in lingerie during the sex scene, but not in a... It's weird. Why would the robot wear underwear? What would the point of that be?
I don't know.
Like, what use would the robot have for underwear, I guess is my question.
There's no need.
Like, you can sort of understand why they wear clothes, but, like, why would it need lingerie?
Only to be more appealing to its primary user. That's it.
I guess, yeah. So, like, yeah, he has sex with the robot,
yeah.
Which appeared to be where this was going the whole time.
Couldn't have seen it coming.
And, you know, then he, like, she's, like, obsessed with him because she's a robot, I guess. And he's obsessed with her because he's just really horny.
Insatiable.
But he feels really bad about this the whole time.
He's torn, yeah.
He at some point says, like, love is, like, about sex is, like, it's also about satisfying your partner. And I sort of thought at some point he was like going to go down on the robot, but he doesn't. Because, like, when his wife comes home after this, right? It's like they found a new heart, and then the heart got delayed, and then they found a different heart, right?
Oh, did they find a new heart?
Yeah.
I just thought they sent her home.
No, that's what the robots, because remember, so the... We find out the doctors are also robots, but they have no mouths for some reason. Remember?
I guess so.
You don't remember the surgery doctors with no mouths?
That sounds familiar.
Okay, so at some point, yeah, we see her getting surgery. She comes home, and she's still kind of weak. And, but they have sex at some point, and he goes down on his wife, but they're interrupted by Alice.
Oh, yeah, this is the start of the, like, Megan Fox staking her claim as the woman of the house, and, like, not letting Maggie back into her primary user's life.
Yeah, because, like, she's, like, still raising the kids. Maggie cooks, but the daughter says that Maggie's cooking is better than Megan Fox's, and Megan Fox is upset. Or the Alice, the robot. So it's like a whole thing. Yeah, we see she gets a new hot. And they have the mouthless doctors. And then yeah, it's mostly just, I mean, like, it's weird because this movie has like, the movie could end because basically they end up, Megan Fox tries to kill the youngest kid, and they break into the bathroom and prevent her from doing it, and then electrocute her, right? And then she's dead.
Yep.
And that's sort of where, like, the movie, like, could have ended, I guess?
Yeah, but I guess they squeezed in one more scene?
Well, they, I mean, no, it's like a whole 30 minutes. Right?
Oh, is it that long?
Yeah, but, oh, so, sorry, back up, though, because there was one specific thing I wanted to talk. At some point, the wife is, like, taking a bath. And because she tries to drown the baby later, but she like sort of threatens the wife by saying like, oh, you could drown in the bath. And then says like, Nick isn't satisfied. You know, you're not meeting his physical needs. And she's like, how do you know what Nick's like when he's satisfied? And it's like, okay, like she's, you know, doing her, she's, you know, call, you know, she's like starting shit, I guess. But like, from both the movie's perspective and Megan Fox's perspective, she walked in on them having sex. Right? It wasn't like the wife wasn't having sex with him because she's hurt. You know, because like her heart's not working and she's too weak. The wife was trying to have sex with him. And
throughout the movie, like anytime she's home, she's like, let's bang.
And Megan Fox is the one who interrupted them. And like, so like when she's like, you're not satisfying Nick, I don't know why she's like taking that serious. Like, why is she being offended by that? Like, I understand then she's like, oh, I fucked your husband, but like, why is she taking that like insult seriously when it's like, no, I am, you like walked in on us yesterday, like, you know, like, you stupid robot, like, what are you talking about? You know, she's like, oh, you know, yes, I like, no, yeah, because she acts like they weren't, like, you know, like, it seems like those lines are from different versions of the script where like she got home and she like couldn't meet his needs. Again, we don't know how, she could have been gone for a week, it's really hard to tell. He had a whole relationship with this robot. Yeah, so then they basically fry her brain
by electrocuting her.
Yeah, and she goes to like the, like, you know, repair shop or whatever. And we find out that she's, they take out her brain from the back of her head, right? And they plug it into the mainframe. Seems like a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah.
And she awakens another Megan, like another Megan Fox robot, right? But with blonde hair?
Yes.
Okay. And she kills the robot Tex.
The only people in the mainframe area.
Yeah. And then she, like, she uploads something to, like, the central database or something?
Yeah, I think so. She can, like, Matrix, like, Agent Smith duplicate, you know?
Yeah, it's weird, but we never see her operating more than one robot, right?
No, her consciousness is only ever in one Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the end of the movie, right? Whenever it says upload initiated, presumably she's duplicating her consciousness to go to all robots out there.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, I guess we sort of skipped the whole job site thing. So Monty gets laid off because they know it was him that did the thing. Or like, so Nick, did Nick rat on him? I actually don't remember if Nick actually ratted on him.
I don't think so, no.
And then he gets mad at, he gets mad at Nick. And Megan Fox, like, defends Nick. And then he's mad that Nick has a robot. And then later, Megan Fox goes to his house and kills him.
Kills Monty, yeah.
Yeah. And we find out that he also had a robot.
Yes.
Which is, like, sort of a throw-in thing. It's like, I guess he was a hypocrite, sort of.
Well, I guess he didn't have a hot robot. So maybe his was strictly functional.
No, I mean, it was a female, wasn't it?
It
was a young woman robot.
Yeah, but it wasn't a Megan Fox. Like, it was just, you know, middle of the road looking.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a lady. I mean, yeah, I don't know. But, like, he also had a wife who I think just left him because now he was broke, he said. He said, broke-ass Monty doesn't get her juices flowing. And again, that's not a problem with the robots. So, like, yeah, I don't know. But that's also a thing in this movie, is that he also had a robot. Like, it seems all these construction workers can just buy these robots.
They're so affordable.
All of these movies want robots to seem like they suck. But it seems like if you had a robot that was affordable for the average construction worker and did cooking and cleaning and childcare.
Yep.
And also is a sex robot, but that's, like, even if it didn't do that, even if that was, like, an expensive upgrade, these would be really, like, useful and worthwhile, you know?
For sure.
So, like, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, she kills them, then they get into a fight or whatever. The husband and wife are fighting now because he fucked the robot. And at some point he says, this is like you getting jealous, or me getting jealous of your vibrator, which was like a take.
Hey, he didn't really have a leg to stand on, so what else could he say, you know?
I mean, it's weird that he, like, makes that argument, but then, like, doesn't follow through with it. You know, I think she says, like, my vibrator doesn't have a face. But
look, he went for it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. So, like, how advanced would a vibrator have to be for you to start getting jealous of it? You know?
I think for some reason, the company that makes these robots invested a lot in making all of those construction worker males have functional penises.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee it. And I think at that point, that's the equivalent, you know? It reminds me, when it looks like a person? When it looks like a person.
You'd be like, okay, this is a little messed up.
When there's an episode of Black Mirror where there's, like, a fake guy. Is it Captain America's love interest? What's that actress's name? Haley Atwell.
Oh, Haley Atwell, yeah, okay.
She's in an episode of Black Mirror where her husband dies and she gets a replacement that has a functioning penis, right? And it's just like, that's what the male construction workers in this movie must be, is that character. And they even look the same.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I mean, you're really on this thing, but it's weird that, I mean, I guess it's weird that you don't customize how they look, honestly. If you were buying it for a sex robot, it's weird that, like, you just sort of pick one of the floor models, you know?
Oh, I guess I don't remember too much from the IKEA scene. Were there multiple Megan Foxes, right? And were all of them brunettes, or did they have, like, varying outfits with different sized tits or something?
No, heights? He just, like, walks up. She just, like, walks up with the daughter. She, like, walks the daughter back.
Okay, so she's the only Megan Fox robot we know of.
Well, no, because we see one later that's blonde.
Yeah.
But she's, like, the only one at the IKEA.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, presumably there's some diversity with the way these robots look. I don't know how many.
It's sort of like, it's like you can order a car and you can like customize the things. It's sort of weird that like we don't see a scene. I don't know. You sort of like, I'm surprised the IKEA scene was set up like an IKEA and not like a, he walks in and the guy is like, "What kind would you like?" You know, da da da. You know,
and order it for you.
Sitting at a computer and they get one like, yeah, custom made and delivered in a box type of thing.
Yeah, create your own. And then you can pick from 500 different faces. Eh. I mean, I'm not going to start believing that he wasn't looking for a hot sex robot whenever he went to the IKEA.
No, I know. You think he went to get a hot sex robot. I got you.
Because even if he's picking it on the computer, he's going to scroll past the... He's not going to say, oh, I'll just take any one. You know, he's going to search for the hottest one. Did I cut out? You still there?
You know what I mean?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, I just think that would make it seem more deliberate. If, like, he was buying the, you know, he, like, picked it out that way. But I guess it was supposed to be ambiguous, maybe, that, like, I don't know, maybe he just got stuck with the Megan Fox robot. Yeah, so then she goes evil, and she tries to, like, steal the lady's heart. I mean, she's been evil the whole time, I guess, but... I mean, I guess. She basically just really wants to fuck the husband. That's, like, the main evilness until she tries to kill the baby. She just really tries to relieve his stress by... It's weird because she keeps talking about his stress level, and I get that she's, like, malfunctioning, but it's clear that, like, the guilt from fucking the robot is, like, making him way more stressed out because he looks like he's a mess, you know?
And that just, I guess, causes her to want to fuck him more to lower his stress levels?
Yeah, like, she thinks that at some point it's, like, there's, like, a tipping point where she can just, like, fuck past the guilt.
Or kill his children past the guilt, you know?
Yeah, she does try to kill his children because she thinks the baby's a burden. Even though the baby throughout this movie has not seemed like... The kids haven't really seemed like a burden. Partially because they've been raised by Megan Fox, but... you know, the
so she's just trying to make her life easier. She's not doing it for him. She's doing it for herself.
The kids... She calls the kid a little burden, but the kids really aren't a burden. They just sort of... Are there. They seem pretty fine.
I mean, I thought it was weird whenever she made the decision to kill the youngest, the one-year-old boy or whatever.
Yeah.
She thought that the best path forward was to drown him in the tub.
Yeah, not even like she tries to make it look like an accident.
No, she just, you know, casually walks upstairs, gets the kid, and fucking turns the water on, locks the door, and she's just like, waiting for the kid to drown.
Yeah, so they have, like, some time.
Yeah, because if a robot wanted to kill, which Megan Fox does later on in this movie, she can clearly kill efficiently, because she quickly takes care of the people in the mainframe place. And she has that capacity. So it's like, why does she choose to drown him in the tub when she could just, like, sort of kill him in many different ways?
Yeah, she could have, like, smothered him with a pillow.
Definitely could have increased the violence easily, which we saw later on.
Kill the little baby, I guess, but like,
yeah, it just doesn't add up with Megan Fox, you know, with the continuity of the movie, like as a whole.
Yeah. So I don't know. So yeah, then we see. I don't know. She chases the girl around, and then they hit her with the car, and then she's dead. And then maybe there's a sequel because she gets uploaded to the main. Like, that's the whole movie, right? That's basically the plot.
Yep.
So, like, yeah, other than, you know, I don't know. How much of these robots are functioning, and why? That's all just, like, such a mess. Like, I don't know. I guess if you're making these robots, you might as well make them do everything. But it is weird to give them, I guess, working... Can they not have kids themselves? Can robots? Do they have working wombs?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Nope, that's where it ends.
That's where it ends, you think?
Yeah, it's a fleshlight down there.
With, like, UV light to clean it out? It would have been... I was surprised at some point we didn't see, like, UV light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that. I feel like it was setting that up, right? It's sort of weird
I think it was implied.
But it's weird that that never paid off. That, like, you saw him, like, toweling off at some point, and you see her, like, in the background, just, like, glowing, you know, from her pelvis type of thing. I mean, that would have, like, that's the type of scene I think would have made this movie more fun. You know? Because this movie, like, is sort of exactly what you would guess at, I feel like, from Megan Fox as a sex robot. Right? Was there anything that didn't seem like exactly what you thought it was going to be?
No, I think you knew exactly how this movie was going to play out 3 to 4 minutes in. Like, as soon as you realized Megan Fox was in it and was a robot, I think that sort of, you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. And the guy was going to have sex with the robot, and, you know, eventually they're going to have to kill the robot because the robot goes evil. I don't know. There's a lot of, like, anti-robot propaganda in these movies because they always end up going evil and trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, the protocols aren't safe enough. Like, they don't have their hands around it.
Rather than just being, like, really useful tools, you know? Because they can do every job, it seems like. Like, they're surgeons and childcare and cooks and cleans and construction workers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? The only thing the robots don't seem to do is sell the robots and repair the robots. It seems like the robot company is the only company that doesn't repair robots or doesn't employ robots, which I guess maybe is, like, a commentary, but... You know. So, I don't know. I thought overall this movie was kind of disappointing.
Yeah?
It was actually, like, not very sexy either.
No. Yeah, it wasn't.
Like, there were, I think, like, I guess two sex scenes. There was one with him and the wife and one with him and Megan Fox. And then sort of one fantasy sex scene that was kind of short. But none of it was, like, very sexy. And it was just sort of like... I mean, I guess she's meant to, like, walk around and be creepy. You know? But it's, like... I don't know. She's dressed as, like, yeah, like, sort of, like, in a short dress the whole time. You know, doing a thing. You sort of, like... I don't know. It could have been... I don't know. It feels like maybe he sort of been more seduced, but he was just, like, such a clown the whole time that you were just like, no, this guy's gonna fuck this up. Like, what is he doing? He's gonna bank the robot. And then he does, then you're like, oh, why did you do that, dude? You know, it's, like, weird that he, like, is clearly gonna bank the robot the whole time, but then it's like, she has to pretend to be his wife and do, like, the voice and the whatever, and you're just kind of like, why? Like, why is this what gets you past it? You know?
Yeah, he should have, at the first scene, whenever she shoves her hand down his pants, he should have taken her back to the IKEA and said, you know what, this is not going to go well, give me the guy, you know, give me the male construction worker.
And then he should have had sex with that one, then he would see the problem was the guy, you know. I would have liked, it would have been interesting if, like, the girl started, like, the robot started manipulating him later, like, with sex. You know, like, sort of, like, once she had him, like, tried to, like... But it's after he had sex with her, he just, like, was really upset. And it, like, seemed to make her, like, position in the household worse, you know? Like, he was, like, more wanting to get rid of her because now he felt guilty. But I don't know, I think that would have been more interesting. If the movie did something. I don't know. So...
Yeah.
The movie basically does exactly what you expect it to the whole time. And the acting from the main guy is just not that good. And Megan Fox is supposed to be a robot. I mean, she's a, you know, but, like, and I think she does a good job of acting like a robot, but it's just, like, the actors that get the most screen time are, like, a child, an Italian guy who's really not, doesn't seem to be a great actor, and Megan Fox pretending to be a robot. And that just sort of sets it up for failure, I think. You know?
Yeah, there's not much else going on. Yeah, if it's just those two actors, you know what's going to happen, and sure enough, it does. Like, this movie didn't really offer much in the way of, you know, surprises. It wasn't compelling. It wasn't sexy. Yeah, this was not a great movie.
Yeah, not great. I'd give it a nephew. Unfortunately, it's one of those that I kind of wanted to like. I was like, oh, this is like a stupid premise, but like, maybe it like is fun or something, you know, like maybe it comes out kind of interesting, but it really wasn't. It was really just like way too straight down the middle to, I think, really be super enjoyable or just even a little bit enjoyable.
Yeah, straight down the middle. IMDb 5.4, Rotten Tomatoes 50%. So right down the middle. Like, I guess that means this movie is what you thought it was going to be. Is that, I don't know. People are split opinions. I don't know anyone that would consider this an uncle. It's just, unless they haven't seen iRobot or, you know, any other movie with robots or any other movie with Megan Fox. Yeah. Then they might think this movie is okay. And I guess maybe it's unfair to say that this movie is worse for those reasons, because you should be able to evaluate the movie like standalone. But even standalone, still a bad movie, because Michelle Marone sucks. It's predictable as hell. Yeah, and it's not a good movie. Total nephew.
Yeah, unfortunate. Well, what are we doing next time? Do we figure it out?
We got some ideas, you know. What did we write down? About Time, or what was it? Depravity. It's What's Inside. I don't know what these movies are. So.
Yeah, we got a few options. So we'll have to figure it out for next time. But yeah, not the best choice for this one, I think.
No.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Fwe, fwe, fwe.